you've got a good grasp of all this?
I'm sorry?
Is it confusing for you at times? How's your grasp of the system?
Well, it definitely is confusing at first. I'm still learning. I mean, it's only been the second day, really. I'm actually just studying it and then going on the field and kind of doing what you studied. So it's different, but I mean, I'll get to it. It's just the same as just learning offense and actually have to do it. So it's a matter of time, but I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's definitely tough for sure.
Wearing pads, is that much different with the way you guys are really still a lot of non-contact?
Yeah, it's not that bad. I mean, pads, I think he just wants to get comfortable with wearing the pads. I think it's easy for players to just go out and just be physical. I don't think that's something you have to teach. I think the idea way of practicing, you know, is going fast, high tempo. But he doesn't want any injuries, you know, and I can respect that. I mean, already have two guys already banged up and out for the season. That's enough.
Who's the second guy for the season?
Well, I want to say that. I don't say second off season. There's two guys banged up. Yeah. I didn't mean to say that.
Hey, Chip said that you're not going to tackle to the ground. As a running back, is it nice to not to be tackled to the ground by your own teammates?
Yeah. Well, Coach Reed was definitely different as far as, you know, hitting. I mean, with two different cultures, two different styles. The way we're doing camp here, I think it's a lot easier as far as taking care of the players on their bodies. Give them enough time to get rest, to go out here and compete and battle hard. And also, just learn the playbook. Get a little bit more time to learn the playbook and learn exactly what you're doing.
Do you think a running back can get 1,000 yards in Chip's offense? I mean, you're going to be spreading the ball around a little bit to different backs and stuff.
I think so. I think for sure. I think a back can get 1,000 yards in his offense.
How about 2,000?
What about two? Two backs.
How about 2,000? Yeah. It's been done 7 times.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I know we're going to split a lot of carries, and this offense you need to. So, also, I'm going to be touching the ball outside with catches too. And Bryce is going to be sharing the load, I think, in some of them sets where we're passing the ball, and then we have two backs where it's a guessing game for the defense. So, I mean, I think the offense is going to do well for everybody.
I know you said you want touches, right?
You
want touches, but would you rather run the ball more and not be a wide receiver as much or catch the ball as much?
See, not really. It doesn't bother me because you can find a lot of guys who just run the ball. You know, look around the league, there's a lot of guys who just run the ball. And there's times where they got to come out because we're passing, or times come out because they got to block. I don't want to be that. I want to be a guy who's different. I think when Brian played, when Brian played, he was different. He could catch, he could run. There's times he never really left the field. Or there's times where he's always a threat. And I don't want to be the same, where I'm always a threat. It's passing down, he's a threat. It's running down, he's a threat. With a lot of some of the better guys in this league, if we're running the ball, he's a threat. If we're passing, somebody else is a threat. So I want to always be a threat. I always want to be that dominant force, you know, from first down to when we're off the field.
Can you talk about some of the depth you have behind you and Bryce and if Felix Jones makes this team, the versatility and diversity that could bring?
I think with a good team, you need depth. Because when a guy goes down, because anything can happen in this sport, in this game, and if a guy goes down, the next guy behind him can step up and the team can still move at that fast pace without a beat. So I think that's where the good teams come in. You know, and if hopefully somebody can step up for Macklin. You know, and if anything happened in the backfield, we have enough talent where guys can come up and compete and still, you know, make plays.
And Mr. Ryan, you have a lot of connections. You have a lot of connections around the league that you've spoken to Michael James or Kenyon Carter and John Storm about Chip's system.
No.
No. Okay, fair enough.
Is that something about like picking up for Macklin? I mean, it's not just going to be the receivers, it's going to be the running backs, the tight ends, guys, like pretty much everybody. Kind of see that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously, when a guy goes down, you look at all the stats that Macklin puts up yearly. You're going to miss that this year. So, guys going to have to step up. Maybe if it's more yards from the quarterback, maybe if guys you guys don't even know right now, maybe come in there and make some plays, or it's more cash for the running back. So, whoever it is, it's going to be a piece of that pie who needs to be filled in.
All right, thanks, Jason.
Appreciate it. Yeah.